Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Okay, check it out. Some of the bigger storytelling podcasts cost upwards of $100,000 a year to support. You know the ones I mean. They pepper their podcasts with advertising and glitzy production. Tell Us Something has no advertising. Their production is minimal by design. The focus is on the stories and the storytellers. I'm asking for your support to make Tell Us Something sustainable. Tell Us Something is a full-time job for me. That makes me a full-time volunteer. To date, the money that has come in through ticket sales and sponsorship dollars has helped to fund the Tell Us Something that you have come to love. And this is not enough to reach sustainability. Tell Us Something is a labor of love. There are many expenses involved in holding storytelling workshops, running live shows, producing the podcast, maintaining the vibrant web presence that we have. Well, all the things that we do, all those things cost money. If listening to the stories you hear at Tell Us Something events and on the podcasts makes your life better, if these are the stories that you think about, these are the stories that you tell your friends about, are inspired by, if you know one of the storytellers, if you are one of the storytellers, please support amazing storytelling on May 3rd during the 24-hour online giving event, Give Local Missoula County. You know Tell Us Something is special. Mark your calendar for May 3rd, the online day of giving. Give Local Missoula County is a 24-hour giving event where we are all philanthropists. Anyone, anywhere in the world can give. You don't have to live in Missoula to help. If the stories of Tell Us Something resonate with you, please support us on May 3rd. These stories are your stories. They are the stories of your neighbors and friends. You are Tell Us Something. Please support us on May 3rd. You can learn more at tellussomething.org. Thanks. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on March 29th, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 9 storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, "Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me?" This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Dagny Deutschman and is titled Getting in the Groove. Thank you for listening.
The summer that I was 20, my life kind of fell apart around me. I came from a really stable home, and all of a sudden my parents were having marital problems. I had been a dancer my whole life, and all of a sudden my hips weren't really working, and I couldn't do what I wanted to do the most. I got fired from a job that I really loved, and of course I found myself in like the 18th or 19th heartbreak of my life, because, you know, I fall in love every single day, so. Before I continue on with this story, I think it's important to know what I do in the summer, which has kind of already been introduced. But there's this joke that, how do you know somebody is a river guide? Well, they'll tell you. So I'm a river guide, and I work these multi-day trips. And there's almost nothing that I love more than this. I get to show people their public lands. I get to wake up every single morning not having slept under a roof or a tent, because if it rains, I mostly just roll under the nearest kitchen table. I adore getting to hear the stories of people who come and save up for years to just spend a week outside with me. So this is where I would introduce the character Ken. I knew Ken was going to be a problem child the moment that I met him. And by child, I mean this guy was like 35. He was not a child. So Ken had gotten this river trip on the Maine salmon with his girlfriend, and they had found it on like a Groupon site or something along the lines of this. So it was discounted heavily, because this kind of guy would never be on this sort of a trip. And I say that affectionately, because so many different people from so many different walks of life come on these river trips with me. But it was pretty obvious to me that Ken had never even been outside before. And I know this because the first thing that he said to me was, "So where do we poop?" And this is not that uncommon of a question. Being outside, especially if you're not used to it, that can be kind of an intimidating experience for a lot of people. And I'm just laughing that I'm sharing this story because I don't talk about poop with my friends. This is like not a normal thing for me. So I'm just laughing that this is the story I chose to tell. excuse me, the river trips that I do, we have this really sophisticated system. It's called the Groover. And the Groover was traditionally this big rocket box. It was like a big square army can, and you sat directly on it, and it gave you grooves on your butt, and that's why it's called a Groover. This is much more sophisticated at this point. Right now, we've got these really nice, they're called Johnny Partners, and they're these like big aluminum boxes. They have handles for guides to carry with ease. We put a nice, beautiful toilet seat on them so people can pretend that they're inside and comfortable. And we usually set these up like way away from other people in camp, and it's usually in this beautiful setting. And honestly, it's my very favorite place to go to the bathroom, so I'm not sure why other people struggle with this. So when I received this question from Ken, where do we poop? I was like, okay, I've got this. I've dealt with people like this before. I'll just explain to him. And I was like, Ken, I'm really glad that you asked. Put on my happy river guide face. And I walked him over and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna take this moment to show everyone in camp. So everyone come over here. This is how we do this. This is our hand wash system. You'll know that someone's in the bathroom because they take this paddle with them. So if the paddle's gone, you know not to go over there. When the paddle's back, that means the bathroom's open. Yada, yada, I do my spiel. So after I do this whole spiel, I can tell that this wasn't really the answer that he was looking for. He's kind of got this face on, like, huh. And I knew that that's not what he was getting at. So here I am, a year from having my life fall apart on me, and this was the summer that everything was gonna go right. And Ken was just messing it up for me. So every conversation the whole week, Ken and I were just talking about different ways that he was trying to go to the bathroom in the woods and different ways that I didn't want to let him. I was very stubborn about it. So, Dagny, what would happen if, like, the Groover was full? He would ask me. And I'd just lie. I'd be like, we don't have that happen ever. That's not a thing. And so he'd come up with more and more elaborate schemes asking me, like, what if, what if, what if? I think my favorite one was, like, so if you guys left me here and you, like, forgot to pick me up and I was stuck out here by myself, I was like, well, there's probably another group a day behind us, so you would just pick up with them. None of these answers were satisfactory to him, but I thought that I was super clever in just deviating him so that he would just forget about this whole topic. So the very last morning, we're at this beautiful camp, and it's called California, and it's this huge sandy beach. It's the last morning. The night before, we had played a bunch of games as a camp. We had finished off the rest of our beer. We had a really great meal. And I was the trip leader that week, so I was making sure that we were getting out of camp on time. I was making sure the boats were packed correctly. I was kind of scattered and going everywhere. And this was my last trip that I was leading that summer, so I was feeling really proud of myself and accomplished after like kind of picking my life back up and just being determined to make the best of things. And as I'm finishing up the last things, we have this moment in the morning, and it's a very important moment because it's when we're putting the toilet away. And so, as every good river guide knows, you have this one final call in the bathroom because there's inevitably that one person who forgot to go. So, before you take down the toilet, which is the very last thing that you pack in your boats, you go, last call on the Groover! And if no one runs, then you're probably good to take it down. So I did my shout. I called the Groover one last time, and no one came. So I was like, all right, I made it one more week out in the wilderness. Everyone was happy. Everyone had some really successful trips and good memories. You know what? I'm just going to go take down the toilet for the rest of the crew. Like, normally I don't, this isn't my specific job on this crew, but I'm going to go do it anyway because I'm in a really good mood. So The place that the bathroom is set up at California Creek, it's beautiful. There's a creek on the upstream side of this camp, and it's shaded, and it's kind of dark, and we set up the toilet right next to this creek. And there's some fresh mint that happens to grow kind of near there. So it's this very like serene fairy garden feel when you're heading over that direction. And I'm feeling like I've got things going on, I'm in a pretty good mood, and so I start to head that direction. And as I turn the corner to right where you would start to see the toilet, but that you couldn't see anyone else in camp, so you're in this like little limbo land between toilet land and camp land, there's three very distinct rocks stacked on top of each other. And I camp here pretty frequently in the summer, but I'd never seen these rocks cairned quite in this way. So there's three huge rocks cairned on top of each other. And on top of the three rocks was this beautiful Dairy Queen swirl of a poop with toilet paper as like the whipped cream on top. Now, I only had one guest all week who was asking me, where to poop? What if this happened? Dagny, if the world was blowing up and I really needed to go to the bathroom, where would I go? And I just flat out told him in the Groover every time, but I knew that he was gonna pull something like this. So, in having such a frustrating year the year before, and feeling like I kind of had my shit together then, I just collected myself, I gloved up, I grabbed a trash can, and I thought, man, you know, a lot of people told me that as you grow up, you have to learn how to deal with some shit. But why didn't anyone ever tell me that it wouldn't be mine?
Thanks, Dagny. Dagny Deutschman is a life enthusiast. She collects postcards and people wherever she travels and tries incredibly hard to shower on a regular basis. She has worked as a river guide on the Maine and Middle Fork of the Salmon for nearly eight seasons and happily falls off the face of the earth to do this each summer. When she is in civilization, she can be found tangoing, writing poetry, cooking for her friends, and trying to finish up her bachelor's degree in psychology. Before she dies, Dagny would like to learn how to ride a bike with no hands and ride in a hot air balloon. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to our title sponsor for 2015, The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community, montanabookstore.com. And thanks to all of our sponsors, Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. Factandfictionbooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history, and in the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me, mark@tellussomething.org. That's M-A-R-C. @tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers Susan Hansen, Dagny Deutschman, Jenny Pack, Louis Vero, Nicole Sweeney, Juanita Vero, Sawyer Connolly, Svein Newman, and Katrina Farnham. Remember, Your story matters. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the themes for the 2016 season. TellUsSomething.org.